Hayem Yem Hey Nisim. Beretzei the Birkas Hamozen Emrim Baal Hayishuis Beis Dgusha Uval Hanachomais Beis Refuya. In Retzei in benching at the end we say Keato Hu Baal Hayishuis Uval Hanachomais. So there are two times mentioned the word Baal. So the Rebbe writes that the Baal before the word Hayishuis is a strong base, like a B and not like a V, like a soft vase. Uva'al anachomis, but the second one, Uva'al, we say vase without a dot, a soft vase like a V and not like a B. Now this is a rule in grammar of Lashon HaKodesh, that the letters Beis, Gimel, Daled, Chof, Pei, and Sof, when they follow the letters Aleph, Hey, Vov, and Yud, are soft. Otherwise, when a word starts with any of these letters, they should be strong. So the word Baal, Baal HaYeshuas, the first letter is a base, we give a strong base. However, the Vaal HaNechomos is Uvaal. There is a Vov preceding the vase. So since the vase follows a Vov, then it should be a soft vase. Probably the reason that this is mentioned, because in one of the editions of the Torah Eir, both Baals were printed a soft Baal. It was Vaal HaYeshuas Uvaal HaNechomos. So therefore, the Rebbe corrects that the first one is a strong one and the second one is a soft one. This was also clarified by the Friedrich Rebbe when the Rebbe prepared the little booklet for children in 1942 in Tovshin Beis. Adeni ovis keini meiri verabi omar b'maymer azal loy mekeime shalodo mechabde elo ha'odo mechabed es mekeime. My grandfather, the Rebbe Marash, said, there is a quote from our sages, that it's not a person's place that brings him honor, but it is the person that brings honor to the place. So the Rebbe Marash says, Kovod yesh bo shnei pirushim. The word Kovod has two meanings. Loshen kavdo, the loshen of heaviness, meaning also liver. Kemay merazal, Kovod lev pare. It is heavy, the heart of pare, that pare was not listening to Hashem. Nasa liboy kekoved. His heart became like liver. That's one way of translating Kovod. And then there's another way, veloshen Kovod, gilui er makif nailo. Kovod, as honor, meaning a revelation of a transcendent light from a lofty divine source, an aura, a glow that surrounds the person. What is the meaning that the place of a person does not bring him honor? Kloimer, it means mekareroi, that it cools him off. But rather, the person is given strength and power to influence and illuminate his place with Terev Aveda. Not that the place brings him down, but he brings the place up. Just like when the neshama comes down in the world, they give it an oath. That's an empowerment to hate tzaddik. You should be a tzaddik. The shvuazu. This oath that is given to a neshama is satiating, empowering the neshama that it should be able to fulfill the purpose of his descent into this world. Every person, wherever he is empowered to be able to illuminate his surroundings. This comes from a letter that the Friedrich Rebbe wrote to a Malamed somewhere in Lithuania. He writes about learning Chassidus and all the good shiurim that they have, and that's wonderful. But, like my grandfather, the Rebbe Marash, said, that if good is good, better is not better. Of course, you have to still continue to improve. And he brings a quote from another Ayem Yem, that a person has to be valued according to what he's doing. Is he maximizing his potential? If somebody has a talent to do tremendous things, he shouldn't settle for lesser things. An artist shouldn't settle for baking bread. And the Rebbe goes on to say that there was a Melamed. The Rebbe was very valuing his qualities, and the Rebbe Rebbe asked him about teaching Chassidus. The Melamed answered that the people are not interested, they're not attracted to Chassidus. The Rebbe Rashab answered him, for what purpose did the Eibishter send you to that area? The Eibishter sent you just so you should have a job and be a Melamed. The purpose is that you have to be able to accomplish. Like the Eibishter tells Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'atzecha, go from your place. The idea is that you are destined to come to a place because you have to accomplish things. So those who are tzaddikim are able to figure out themselves where and what they have to do. But regular people, the Eibishter takes you to a place and then you have to do what you can. You have a choice to do what you actually do. But it's your choice to change the place. And to this he brings today's Ayim Yim, that not the place dictates what your life is about, but rather you have to create what the place will be like. Do not be like a liver, but be like honor. And this is the purpose of you coming into this world. The Rebbe concludes by saying, after such words, we have to understand that anybody, wherever they are, we have to pay attention to where we are and pay attention to what we can do. And this way, the Eibishter helps that we succeed and we have all the blessings in Gashmis and in Ruchnis.